Do you care enough to give yourself the finest? This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, talking about, do you care enough to give yourself the finest, like Hallmark cards. Hallmark says, give yourself the finest, give yourself a Hallmark card. Well, do you care to give yourself the finest? Sylvia was just having trouble printing on our 4,000 laser printer, which we have used now these last 30 years, and it just seemed to give her a little difficulty. And so we have three or four of them, and so she decided, well, let's just look at the memory. And so she went to one of the other printers that we've been using and found that it had a nice memory card on it. So she pulled out the memory card, and now she's going to place it in her printer that she has at the Citadel and see if that makes a difference. Well, naturally, it's going to make the difference because it is a nice, large printer card. And if necessary, she'll put two printer cards in there. And so then she'll just have it working just fine that way, you know. It'll be just so beautiful and so wonderful because she cares to give herself the finest. Now, do you care to give yourself the finest? If you do, then what happens? If you give yourself the finest, you can be sure that everything works out in divine order and that everything is beautiful and good. Are you ready for that? And the answer is no.
Yes.
No. The answer is no. Ellen says yes enthusiastically. Sylvia laughs at Ellen saying yes and me saying no. And Ingeborg, she just wants to pick up the banana peel on the table and put it in the sink. And we say, hey, cool it, everybody, cool it. Now, what did I say? Do you want to give yourself the best? And the answer...
I am.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. You passed your test.
Not only passed the test, but she wrote the book. But the thing is, you are the best. You are the best, and there is none other. Now, we have been teaching for an infinite number of years that all is God, and that you are God, that we are God, that I am God, and that if I am God, then I am all of God, and there is nothing more that can be added to me or taken away from me or improved or anything else like that. But do I want to believe it? Do I want to believe it? Ingeborg came in here a while ago and she said, what am I going to do? I can't get this red and underline off of my one sheet of copy here. It's a one sheet of copy. It's just a mess, a mess, a mess. And so Sylvia went in there, could not find the answer. Ellen went in there, could not find the answer. I went in there and could not find the answer. Ingeborg went in there, could not find the answer. I said, well, you have two pages of type that you have typed with this incorrect, with red and underlining, and you want to get rid of it. So, Ingeborg, I said, goodbye, and I deleted it,
yes.
And now it's gone,
yes.
And now that page has only black type on it when I type on it. So, retype the page, and you're in business.
I did.
You all ready?
Yes.
From a few minutes ago?
I started already yesterday evening.
Yesterday evening?
Yes.
Good. Okay, well now, I took the red copy and I deleted it. I took the underlined copy and deleted it, and so now it's blank. And there are about a page and a half of information that you can retype on that page, and it'll be black. Now, Ingeborg, when you started retyping it last night, was it black?
I started a new file.
Ingeborg, when you started typing last night, was it black?
Yes.
Please, Ellen, don't help her. You cannot help another person to pick up their feet if they don't know how to do it themselves. Now, just let her alone. Now,
something came up in black.
Did you type on your keyboard? Did you type on a page?
On the same page.
And did it come up in black or blue or red?
In black it came up.
So you had a red page, and all of a sudden it started coming up a black type.
Yes.
Well, no, that's interesting. I didn't have that problem. But maybe you've done something that we probably should all know about, or not. I would rather not know about a problem. I'd rather know only about the solution. So, in other words, I would go on a fresh page,
yes,
and put the information on,
yes,
and type it up, and it'll all be black the way you want it.
Yes.
And no underlining and so forth. Well, now, oftentimes we don't listen long enough to hear what each other is saying. And because we don't listen, we don't hear that you have found the solution. And that's nice. And I'm happy for you. And my subject today is done. And I say, isn't it wonderful how we all arrive at the point that we need to be, and life is just wonderful, isn't it? So have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.